Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
And I'll never forget saying, God, I know that this situation is not going to change the Word of God, but the Word of God must change the situation.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. This week, we're sharing partner testimonies.
Don't you like to hear those testimonies?
Oh, don't you just love them?
I do.
I'm telling you, Jesus is so wonderful.
He is.
And the Word is so wonderful. And when you hear about His working miracles and His doing things in our lives, oh, it just thrills you. Makes me want to go somewhere and preach.
Well, that's possible too.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good. Giving God praise. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We do give you praise.
Yes, we do.
You're good.
Praise.
And your mercy endures forever.
Praise.
And we thank you for it. And we praise you for this broadcast today in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Lester and Lorna Holland. What's this?
Lester and Lorna Holland spent 17 years ministering to the families of Rhema Bible Church in Randburg. During their time at Rhema, they served as home cell leaders, lay ministers, and full-time assistant pastors before God called them to start another church. In 2013, Pastor Ray McCauley released them to start Rhema Faith Life Church, where they now serve as senior pastors.
In 1996, we were at Bible school. We went and prayed at a friend's house after Bible school, so late at night. And as we walked in there one evening, this lady was playing a videotape still that time of Gloria Copeland, of God Can Turn It Around. Mm. And that night, supernaturally, God placed a desire in both our hearts just to start listening to their messages and their teachings. It was supernatural. And from that day onwards, we could never stop listening to the ministry. And in 96, God then led us to partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. From that day onwards, we've just seen God do amazing things in our lives.
Yes.
And just take us from glory to glory through partnership. We are definitely partakers of the grace that is upon this ministry. We went through a very difficult patch in our lives. We lost our home in 2000. We lost our business in 1999. So many things went wrong for us.
And you know, when we joined with KCM, we became part of the bigger family of the body of Christ. And that is such a blessing, to watch the fruit, because many times in those dark times we could call and receive prayer from those who work at the prayer line, prayed with us fervently and believe God with us. It's actually bringing to remembrance one particular a time when a lady prayed with her husband.
I was really going through a difficult time. I was working for a family member and things were not going so well. I was really trusting God for financial increase in terms of seeing to my family. And I'll never forget, the Spirit of God said, phone Kenneth Copeland Ministry, South Africa. And I phoned, and it was a time I was looking for a new job. And as I phoned, I explained the situation, and when I was done, she said, okay, let us pray. And when she said, let us pray, our phones got cut off. It just went off. And I thought, what's going on here? And then I phoned back. And when I called, she said to me, the Lord just gave me a word for you right now, for your situation. And she said in Isaiah 64 or 65, excuse me, where it says, before you call, I will answer you. And while you're still speaking, I will hear. And I began to latch onto that promise, meditated on it. And through that, within the next week or two, I received a new job and my salary doubled from that situation. So we've seen the power of prayer that comes through partnership. Partnership takes the struggle out of everything.
Yes.
There's whatever God's doing in your life, whatever He's trying to accomplish is so much more quicker, so much more easier than it would have been if you were not partners with the ministry. I remember in 99 as well, we had a midterm break at Bible school and they were looking for people to work in the warehouse here at Kenneth Copeland Ministry, South Africa. And I jumped in, I said, no, I'm gonna work. What an honor to be there. And I just thought, being around the Word of God, this is really gonna change my life. And work for, I think, 3 weeks.
Yeah, just
And at
weeks.
The end of that 3 weeks, we got our wages. And as I was walking out, the Lord said, that is not your wages. That is your seed that you're gonna sow back into this ministry. And I thought, Lord, we really need this money, you know? But my wife and I, we agreed,
yeah.
We prayed over our seed and we sowed it into the ministry that day. And from that day onwards, we've never lacked.
Amen.
God has always taken care of us and provided supernaturally for us. In the midst of darkness, in the midst of negative circumstances, I had to keep believing that it's God's will for us to prosper. And I'll never forget saying, God, I know that this situation is not going to change the Word of God, but the Word of God must change the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not about the money. You can see it.
Yes.
I mean, this is a ministry that, like they say, they're extremely blessed, they're extremely healed,
yes.
They're extremely well, but their focus is always on others, their partners. It's always about what can we do for our partners.
In the form of the letter and the magazine and the programs, because everything they do is with us in mind as partners.
So I'm so grateful for Brother Copeland and Sister Gloria for giving of their lives so that today we can be where we are. So I'm grateful.
Now, Lester said something that, this is just... You remember hearing about going across the desert, and there would be, if there was a, someone had a well across the desert there, and you'd come upon that, and it would say, there would be a jar of water inside that container, whatever it was there when you got to that well. I'm talking about way back there. I'm talking about 100 years ago, 150 years ago. And there would be a sign there that said, don't drink this water, prime the pump and leave the water jar full. Now, some fool drank that water. Now he's done for.
Yeah.
He could have filled up his canteens and his water bags and everything. And so is the next guy that comes across the desert. He's going to die of thirst. Now, get this now. Listen to what he said. The Lord said, that's not your money, that's your seed. Don't ever eat your seed. Sow it. If you don't have any money left, don't spend it. I don't care. I don't care if you've been 3 days without food and you get some money. No. Don't do that. Don't eat the seed. Sow it. God will provide. See, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Jesus, our high priest, provides. Actually, it says he ministers bread for your food. He ministers seed. He'll provide you seed to sow. Now, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord really won't let me off this right now. And there's some other marvelous things there that he and Lorna said, but still, this is... The impact of this has to strike your spirit so powerfully that you realize that Jesus said the whole kingdom of God is as if a man puts a seed in the ground. Mm-hmm. Sow it, it'll grow. They came to Jesus and said, increase our faith. He said, if you had faith as a seed, you would say, you'd sow it.
What you got.
Yeah, yeah, you sow what you have. And this is so important financially. You break up the fallow ground. You break up the dam that's withholding your finances. When out of your heart you sow that seed. You remember the woman with the widow woman in her mind, that's the last thing she had. Whoa, I tell you, one of the first things I'm going to do when I get to heaven, I'm gonna talk to her. What happened to you after that? I want to know that.
Whoa,
there's no telling. I mean, well, you know what, I mean, she got Jesus' attention. You get Jesus' attention, everything's going to change, brother. Right. You're going to get up the next morning with a whole new deal. Hey,
man.
Oh, yeah, praise God. All right. John Toth, take it from here, buddy.
My name is John Toth. I'm from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Initially, I went to a college where Brother Copeland and Brother Higgins' ministries were spoken of as a false teaching. That impacted me significantly. And then even as I was early on, I was in ministry for a period of time, and it continued to be, that's how they were spoken of in the circles that I was in. Over the course of a number of years, something was going on inside of me, and I felt that I needed to grow in faith. And I had to, every morning, be up watching Kenneth Copeland's program, Believer's Voice of Victory. A switch went on inside, and there was this hunger and passion. There was no legalism in it. It was just, I had to be watching it. And so it became a part of my devotional time for a few years. But what impacted me so greatly through the teaching was the Word. Everything was centered on the Word. And then there's example that would be given with it. But the example wasn't first. The Word was first. And the example was proof of the Word. The outcome was proof of the Word. So that really encouraged me. And just, I feel that I've always had a passion for the Word, for the Scripture. But that assisted me a great deal in understanding how to study and how to utilize the Word in my own life. So practically, my attitude towards myself has grown dramatically. Because before that time, due to the environment I was raised in, had been taught in, there was a lot of legalism in it. I struggled to believe that God believed in me. I struggled to believe that all the promises of Christ were my promises. And there were just some things in the repetition and the consistent reinforcement of us being a child of Abraham, of taking the promises, of going to Galatians and seeing that we are children of Abraham, of seeing, of listening to Brother and Sister Copeland unfold communion and what the new covenant means. And in that process, something inside said, yes, and this is for me. But not only was it for me, it's for me to be able to impart to all those around me. Actually, I travel a lot. So I frequently will at nights, you know, you're alone in the hotel room, I will frequently tune into BVOV online and watch and listen to speakers. I have many different teaching series, and I listen to those over and over and over. So for me, there's this hope within that I can be a person that powerfully impacts the world around me and on a greater scale. And that through my life as I live it, that people around will see the things the Lord can do through someone, and in this case, through me, and go, yeah, he's real.
I want to point out something here. Gloria, John said that he has different series and so forth on his computer. He watches it online, but we got stuff downloaded. And he said, I watch this over and over. Now, you might wonder, those of you watching on BVOVN, why we'll show the same broadcast over and over and over again. How many times do you suppose we have listened to Brother Hagin's? Who knows?
A lot.
Now, I went back and began listening to him. I totally immersed myself again months and months and months ago. And Gloria and I, it's my telephone now instead of a tape recorder, of course. And we go to bed at night with my telephone laying in between the two of us listening to Brother Hagin. Well, as you grow spiritually, you listen to a message here, and you glean from that, and you make your notes and so forth. Now, as you grow spiritually, where was that? I didn't hear that the last time. Well, your spirit is growing up. You're hearing things you didn't hear before. You may hear you will be hearing the same words, but revelation is coming now on a higher level. Amen. And when you hear a message that really ministers to you, it really grabs your spirit. Listen to it. Over and over and over and over and over, even if it, well, Brother Copeland, I don't, now wait a minute. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The word of God is spirit food the way natural food is physical food. Have you ever eaten the same meal again and again and again and again and again and again? Absolutely. Every morning, probably. But the thing of it is, you're not listening for entertainment. This is not entertainment. It has an entertaining value to it because you like it. But we're not doing this for entertainment.
We're feeding
your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, and it's growing all the time. And then as you act on the Word, now you're exercising your faith. So what is it? Diet and exercise. I mean, just like in the natural, diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. You get the right diet, you get the right exercise. I don't care if you are 80 years old. Or, I'm not going to tell you how old Gloria is, but she's 5 years younger than me. But, and you're healthy. Healthier than we've ever been in our lives, really. Mm-hmm. And because we still have good diet and exercise, both spiritually and physically.
Yes, it takes both.
It takes both. Now, well, Brother Copeland, looks to me like at your age you'd want to be slowing down. No. I don't plan on slowing down. I'm as long as I'm on this earth, I'm going to be preaching the Word of God. That's what I do. That's what I am. That's what I'm called to do. Now, listen to me very carefully. As I become older in years, my diet and exercise on the Word, I don't particularly like getting on a treadmill and doing all that stuff. But why do I do that? Now, are you listening to me? Jesus, by the Spirit of God, said to my spirit, that still small voice right here in my spirit, like speaks to every other born again child of God. He said, you remember at Romans 12, offer your body a living sacrifice? He said, I sacrificed my body for your body. Hmm. Now, you're sacrificing your body for my body. I'm doing this because I'm called to help you.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ. I'm sacrificing my body for His body. When I saw that, ha! Now, you remember what John was saying? He had been struggling, believing, and all that. But you get over in the Word of God and you begin to live and walk by faith, the struggle is over.
Glory
the more you learn, the more testimonies like that you hear, and you begin to realize, hey, I'm in it for God first, other people second, and then me. And when you get it in that proper order, whoa, things start working. You start receiving your healing. Your finances begin to turn around. Why? You got things in proper order. God first. In other words, put His Word first place in your life. God first. Mm-hmm. The body of Christ second. Me third. Amen. My calling to the body of Christ. Now, when you do that, you enter into a place where the Spirit of God, the greater one, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Now He's responsible for your well-being. Isn't that good?
Yeah, it is.
But and that anointing begins to work all the time. Now, you don't have to be a preacher to do this. No. See, this works for the believer. It works for us because we're believers, not because we're preachers. And every believer is called to be a witness and minister to the body of Christ, building itself up, edifying itself. He's given some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ, the building up of the body of Christ. Everybody.
That's right.
Everybody. Building itself up in love. Isn't that wonderful?
Always having a steady diet of nutrition for your spirit, the Word of God. Always having.
Always.
I mean, you can't do it without continually.
And your soul.
Feeding your eyes and your ears and getting it out in your heart, the Word of God, and bringing it out your mouth.
And your soul.
Yeah.
And your body.
Spirit, soul, and body.
That's a winning combination. Spirit, soul, body. And we're out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Laura and I'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.